Lift up your hearts. Lord, open thou our eyes.
That we may behold wondrous things out of thy law.
Lord, open thou our eyes.
That thou grant us a voice to hold thy praise.
Praise ye the Lord. Our Father, we thy ministers bow before thee to confess the common sins of our calling. Thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that we love thee and that our heart's desire is to serve thee in faithfulness. And yet, like Peter, we have so often failed thee in the hour of thy need. If ever we have loved our own leadership and power, when we sought to lead our people to thee, we pray thee to forgive. If we have been engrossed in narrow duties and little questions, when the vast needs of humanity called aloud for prophetic vision and apostolic sympathy, we pray thee to forgive. If in our loyalty to the church of the past, we have distrusted thy living voice and have suffered thee to pass from our door unheard, we pray thee to forgive. If ever we have been more concerned for the strong and the rich than for the shepherdless throngs of the people for whom thy soul grieved, we pray thee to forgive. O Master, amidst our failures, we cast ourselves upon thee in humility and contrition. We need new light and a new message. We need the ancient spirit of prophecy and the leaping fire and joy of a new conviction. And thou alone canst give it. Inspire the ministry of thy church with dauntless courage to face the vast needs of the future. Free us from all entanglements that have hushed our voice and bound our action. Grant us grace to look upon the veiled sins of the rich and the coarse vices of the poor through thine eyes. Give us thine inflexible sternness against sin and thine inexhaustible compassion for the frailty and tragedy of those who do the sin. Make us faithful shepherds of thy flock, true seers of God, and true followers of Jesus. Amen.
I hate, I despise your feasts, and I take no delight in your solemn assemblies. Even though you offer me your burnt offerings and cereal offerings, I will not accept them. And the peace offerings of your fatted beasts I will not look upon. Take away from me the noise of your songs. To the melody of your harps I will not listen. But let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. He has showed you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God?
Christ, Lord, it be. with incisive insight, Niels Faria writes concerning the church and society. The church must be the salt of the earth, not theoretically, but in the midst of hard and unpleasant realities. The church must be the light on the hill. On the hill, first of all, its own true community, but also letting its light shine into the places of darkness. The more the church becomes real as a total way of living, the less need for courts, prisons, and police, the less need for legislation and enforcement of criminal laws. The world stands on the brink of possible disaster. Even more, it stands on the brink of a new and better day. This day it can enter insofar as we accept the gospel of God's will for the world in the Holy Spirit, in faith, and in prayer. This is possible through the community of the new age. No slightly improved Christian church will do. It must be a basically redirected and dominantly motivated community of God's love, which is both present and powerful in the world. Then, all of our resources and all of our time will be utilized to realize the freedom and faithfulness of fellowship, which is God's eternal purpose for the world. Then a new joy, freedom, and reality will make all of us free souls within the will of God. This is our evangelism to the Christians. The church must be the salt of the earth, not theoretically, but in the midst of hard and unpleasant realities. Greater than all our thoughts of thee, whom we worship with stumbling praise and broken prayer, make thou a sanctuary within our hearts by thy presence there, for the praise of the glory of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.